Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Phones are open, and the number is 603-283-6160. Whether it's the wider topic of national divorce or what we were just discussing a moment, talking about kind of the difference in raising kids and different environments, city versus rural versus, you know, sending them to government schools or keeping them at home, and the kind of chemicals that they're being subjected to, all of that stuff. We can continue that discussion here, but we actually have some calls that rolled in there during the news, so we're going to go to the phones. But with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Matt,
and Jay.
That number again, 603-283-6160. Let's talk first to Kadu, calling us from Connecticut. Go ahead, Kadu.
Yeah, first I was kind of optimistic about this national divorce talk, but now I want to quickly echo the sentiment that I think the national divorce terminology perpetuates the false notion that there's only two distinct points of view.
Yeah, I agree. Is that all you had?
That was it.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome to elaborate if you'd like. But yeah, we have way more than just quote-unquote conservative and liberal. I mean, there are differences within those communities.
It's an infinite spectrum.
And yeah. This is programmed with the whole sports government-subsidized sports ball nonsense. Mm-hmm. So in all the city areas, what do the kids do for activity? They play sports. Now, a lot of rural kids play sports, too. A lot of people play sports. They're very much government-sanctioned, or, well, they're government-subsidized. So you have all these sports ball fields everywhere. And then the schools, you know, do sure. All these sports ball teams and stuff. And you know, the whole thing is it's all about team. You know, the team comes first. There's mm-hmm. no I in team. You know, the football coach used to play. I played a little bit of football. But, like, we were literally programmed to hate the kids from Ware, Massachusetts. I grew up in Palmer. So we were the blue team. And I think they were green, like their color. Mm-hmm. But our color was definitely blue, and they were, like, green. We were blue and white, and they were green, whatever.
It's just so stupid.
But I can remember, like, as, like, a 16-year-old being like, yeah, we're going to go vandalize their, the bridge overpass, and we're going to go, like,
that's
you know.
How it, that's how yeah. it manifests.
Yeah. yeah.
It was funny.
Go ahead.
It was funny, like, a year ago on any show, whenever I heard this national divorce talk, like I was saying, I was pretty into it. I was like, oh, this is that for that free state stuff. Oh, everyone's finally catching on. And now, but now I can see, oh, maybe this is actually almost enhancing the divide kind of thing. If divorce in people's minds means two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Great points, Kadu. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we're all going to go our own ways. It means that they're going to break it up into two teams, like even harder than it already is broken up into two teams.
Yeah, I mean, two mega national governments isn't yep. that much better than one mega national Terribly. Government, right?
I like the term regional divorce a little better. Because that's really what it is. I mean, you go outside of any city, the culture is 180. It's well, totally different.
And Murray Rothbard actually had a pretty good quote about that, too, talking about why couldn't, you know, we break it right down into, you know, counties. Or
well, and that's one of the better objections to the national divorce, at least. There aren't many good objections to it, but one of the better ones I've seen is the idea that, yeah, sure, you can break off red, quote-unquote, versus blue states, but in a lot of these places, you have a large difference between, say, Oregon, for example, Portland, and East Oregon. It's a huge discrepancy between those types of people. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to the whole city versus rural area.
Yeah, upstate New York wants nothing to do with New York City.
In the city, right, exactly. So, like, it's still not good enough to say red versus blue states because it doesn't really address the real source of the problem, which is the difference in these different types of people that inhabit that state. Now, if we started seeing mass migrations from one to another, you know,
seeing some of the city people leave, Minneapolis or whatever, and then going to Portland. If there were shifts between the cities from red to blue, that might help solve that problem. But we're not seeing huge migrations like that, at least at this time. But who knows? I'm not going to say that the talk is overall detrimental, just because getting the idea of any sort of breakup in people's minds, I think, has a beneficial aspect to it.
You might move the Overton window a little bit.
Yeah, even though, maybe the fact is that all the talk of secession has moved the Overton window to where national divorce can actually be discussed. And maybe more talk of national divorce will lead more people to realize that, yeah, maybe that's a little too big. Maybe we should go down to several federations instead of all of the red states and all of the blue states. Because,
lots of people have theorized of the future balkanization of the United States.
It seems like it's inevitable.
It does.
But do the people in California, the leftists in California or the West Coast, have a lot in common with the ones in Massachusetts and Vermont?
I don't really know.
They don't.
Probably not.
I know they're leftists, though. Leftists are hardcore collectivists.
But think about the way that the New England, people right?
Yeah,
like, they're
true.
Not the same as the California types.
It depends if they're, like, the cult type, because a lot of your, classical liberals, your grandpa's Democrat, they're not into this woke nonsense.
Right.
This is a cult, city-urban liberal type, a cult that has literally been created recently. And I believe it took high-speed internet to really bring it full-on hard.
Let's continue here. We also have Joe on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Yeah, hi. And is that Derek with you?
No, we got Matt and Jay.
Hey, hi. Hi, Matt, and hi, Jay. I just call up to say thanks a lot for the show.
Sure.
A show like this is very important with the way this country has gone, and I really appreciate it. And I just want to let you all know you're all in my prayers, and I hope the best for everyone.
Well, high five. Back at you, buddy.
Did you have any comment on any of the issues tonight?
Well, yeah, when you get these politicians, they're lying because they've opened up their mouth and their lips are moving.
Absolutely.
And people just have to stand up and make a stand and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore because you've destroyed something that was good at one time.
If we learned anything from COVID, we learned that people are not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
And that was the chance. That was the big opportunity right there, and it didn't happen. People are going to go along to get along, and they will go along to get along right until they're loading them onto freight cars for the concentration camps, and they will continue onto the concentration camps. When they unload the trains, they will walk straight into the barbed wire fence corrals, and that's where their lives will end, and that's how humans are. I don't know why.
Well, what's going to happen is, they manufactured this food crisis and people are going to be hungry and people are going to be trying to break into those concentration camps.
There's that too.
Actually, Matt, the whole concentration camp thing you just said is utterly ridiculous because today they just give them a vaccine. You just skip everything else. Just straight to vaccine.
That's right. That's right.
You don't need to put all that effort
into it. Why bother with the logistics of a concentration camp, right?
Well, take it a little further with this whole metaverse idea. This kind of builds off of what you were talking about in the last hour, Jay. Cyprian, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he used to be Vin Armani, now goes by Cyprian Online. He made the prediction that, the Terminator movies, for instance, they spend all this energy trying to suppress the rebels or whatever, and the reality is that he's saying AI is going to be able to do it in one generation with virtual reality and the metaverse and being able to.
It's already happening.
AI art, for instance, can generate a woman that looks as beautiful or more so than any woman you could meet in real life, and so he's saying his prediction is these technologies are going to like loop with these incels and these sexless guys. By the way, which there's I think the majority of American males under the age of 30 or something like that are without any kind of relationship whatsoever right now. And he's saying that you're going to they can kill an entire generation by just hooking these guys on online e-thoughts or e-girls that don't even exist.
So what are the girls doing?
They're going with older guys.
Oh,
I mean,
or younger guys.
No, not the young. No, the younger guys are.
I got an example of one. We'll talk about a little bit. It's kind of segues into what I was talking about before. But what you're talking about with basically the men not wanting real life, you know, in the flesh women because the internet provides them with, you know,
quote unquote, the perfect girl.
Well, just an extreme dopamine hit that they're addicted to. So they're not, you know, they're not getting a sexual dopamine hit from, you know, real women. Mm-hmm. They're getting it from, anime. It's already happening in Japan.
Sure.
So like 20 years ago, I had some high school buddies that were in the military that were in Japan, and they're like, oh, you can just hook up with any woman you want because they are so desperate because the Japanese men are, you know, they're just not into girls. But, and the reason that James Corbett, I don't know if you guys know who he is, CorbettReport.com, he chooses to be in Japan is because it's got the best internet in the world for a really long time. So Japan had essentially high-speed internet long before the rest of the world did. And what's happened to that culture is they have a massive, massive population decline. And it's because the men are not interested in women. So what are women doing? What Instagram tells them to do to get a man. They're doing all this makeup nonsense. They're, you know, starving themselves so they can be, you know, look like a heroin addict for some reason.
Japanese women barely even have any skin on.
I'm just saying women in general here in America.
Oh, women in America.
Just
okay.
With the Instagram, and like last week when I was on, there was something about how the suicide rates are way up, and Instagram has a whole lot to do with it. And I've studied some stuff that Instagram is really trash women. So that's what happened with the women. Mm-hmm. They're very desperate to find a man, an actual real man there. And then even like, so if you have a whole bunch of hens and no rooster, what happens is one of the hens plays the role of the rooster. And actually you'll see a hen will start, you know, humping the other hens, the same exact way a rooster does. That hen will be the first one of the flock to, you know, attack a predator.
Wow.
So this is where you're, and we're seeing this in our society now, with women, because there's basically men are not interested in real women because their brain has been reprogrammed.
So the other answer, and by the way, thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. The other answer was, in addition to younger women dating older men, which is kind of the way of the world for a long time, also some of them are obviously dating other women as well. So it's leaving the younger males out in the cold as far as being able to, you know, have a girlfriend.
So there's this YouTuber, her name is Pearl. I think Just Pearly Things is what her YouTube is called. And she's pretty good. And actually, the way I found out about her is I was listening to some stuff, Andrew Tate. And she did a lot of stuff with Andrew Tate, you know, podcast-wise.
Mm-hmm. This is the guy who got arrested in, like, Romania for allegedly running some sort of prostitution ring.
Anyways... Pearl talks about how the metadata from the social media dating apps is that like 80% of the women are screwing 5% of the dudes or hooking up with 5% of the dudes on the social media app. So another thing that the way like in these Muslim countries you're able to get so many like radical young men is because what's happening is 5% of the men are marrying 30 or 40 women each, and then there's no women left for most of the population of young men. So what happens is these young men, you know, are very much easy
to radicalize
and turn into whatever, because they don't have a future as far as they're concerned.
You know, I was watching some UFO alien stuff this week, and I found this guy Chris Bledsoe. And apparently he was abducted by aliens in 2007 with his son. And ever since then, the aliens have kept in touch with him. And one of the aliens said, this light being he calls them, the light being told him that the Earth was going to undergo an extremely drastic change when Rigel...
The star, right?
Yeah, Rigel's a giant star, big orange star, is eye to eye with a Sphinx. And some people, some astronomers went to find out when that was going to be. And apparently it's the first week of April 2026. So hopefully we're all just rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic at this point. And I'm just going to sit back and watch the show.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting, whatever it is that that transpires. Let's go to the phones here. We got Law Dog on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Ian?
It is. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, what's on my mind? I had a local divorce about 25 years ago. It cost me $1,200. What's the growing rate for a divorce now? I have no idea, no clue how much it would cost.
I don't think any of us have been through a divorce, so I don't think we can tell you.
Yeah, up in a regional divorce there, Tommy and Giselle, I think Tommy got a good settlement off of her because she made a lot of money while
Tommy
she was playing. Tommy Brady.
The football guy.
Yeah. Okay.
They needed to do something with his wealth, especially after, you know, FTX paid him $100 million.
Didn't he lose it all, though? Didn't he lose, like, hundreds of millions from FTX?
His
wife ended up with a lot of it, I guess. I don't know.
With your Crypto 6 deal there, I think Scam the Bankrupt Fraud helped you out there. They're after him now, and
I don't think he helped me out. I didn't know that guy, number one. Number two, his arrest happened basically while my trial was going on, so I suspect that may have actually had a negative impact, if anything, on the Crypto 6 case. But, yeah, actually, somebody had called earlier about that. You can certainly listen to the archive at freetalklive.com, but sentencing's coming up on April 14th. If you want to learn how to write a letter to the judge on my behalf, you can go to letters.freetalklive.com.
I will. I'll send you out a letter there and see what I can do for you. Good luck.
Well, thank you. And
God bless you. And, you know, you guys take care. And we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate the call, Law Dog. Let's continue here. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, so Jay was talking about all of these, you know, horrible things that, you know, governments do to us and stuff, but you know, one thing that I learned the other day was that in the state of New Hampshire alone, there are less than 1,000 houses for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, the home costs like between $350,000 and $500,000.
That's on average?
On average.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was on Channel 9 News mentioned that. And I took it my own state, and there's less than 850 homes for sale.
Wow.
Yeah, there's three times as many people in New Hampshire as there are in Vermont, though.
Right. And in New Hampshire and Vermont, you can't swing a dead cat in rural New Hampshire without hitting an abandoned home. Everywhere you drive around, there's abandoned houses all over Western Mass, all over New Hampshire. In fact, when I was doing Free Talk Live back in 2019, one of the show prep articles I did, it was Zero Hedge, was how there's 1.8 million bank-owned abandoned houses in 2019. And at the time, there was like something like, you know, 300,000 homeless people or 400,000 homeless people. And it was like, you know, a couple of bank-owned abandoned houses for every homeless man. These banks are, you know, repo the house or repossess the house and don't put it back on the market because they don't want to dilute the market. And they're also using those basically that a house abandoned is worth more as an asset on the balance sheet than them even selling it. And if they start taking millions of homes and putting them on the market. But like you cruise up, you know, Route 10 here into like Unity and up towards that area. I go up that way a lot. Claremont and stuff, and you go into some of these back roads, you will just find abandoned home after just abandoned homes everywhere, back roads all over New Hampshire and Vermont.
Those are foreclosed homes, I believe.
Some of them just nothing's been going on for years. Like they're falling apart, they're falling down, and some of them, like, you know, there was cars in the driveway there a couple of years ago, and you know, grass hasn't been mowed, they're not plowed. You know, I drive by them like, you know, a couple times a month.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of them.
Interesting. Also, I'd learned that between 2019 and 2020, 20,000 people moved to New Hampshire and bought homes.
Yeah, well, a lot of people move to their vacation homes. So, like, just north of me, there's a lake in Warner, New Hampshire, or Bradford. Actually, it was the town that Ghislaine Maxwell was found in. And anyways, Mike Gill, I don't know if you guys remember him, but he's been really going off lately about how, like, you know, New Hampshire is like the fentanyl distribution area for the United States, and how, you know, with Maxwell was hiding out here, and, you know, everybody's corrupt and connected to all the politicians, which is probably pretty true. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. So all these people moved, like, to their lake houses during the scamdemic. Same thing with Cape Cod, which is sort of like a ghost town in the winter. And, you know, in the summertime is an absolute zoo. It's actually all the houses are occupied year-round now. And the locals hate it because there's so many people there in the wintertime. And there's like, but there's less people were going there, you know, in the summer because nobody was really vacationing. Now they're staycationing, you know, and zoom into work.
Yeah, I got to say, I've been following the real estate market here for a while, and it's pretty slim pickings right now. I mean, I'm looking at Zillow, and there's roughly 24 properties available in this one zip code at the moment, and several of them are just property. Like, there's no actual house on it.
Try getting something built right now.
Yeah, and, you know, of those that are available, there's a couple trailers that range from $55,000 to $137,000 right now. Yeah. Actual trailers in a trailer park. So, I mean, it's some pretty crazy prices. The prices, according to the Zillow email, have just looking at this one zip code, which obviously is not indicative of the whole state, but they said the typical value of a home a year ago was $253,000. It is now $297,000 for the typical home value. So it gives you some idea of how crazy prices are. Now, we may be seeing a drop coming, you know, as the economy continues to have difficulty. There's no guarantee that just because inflation is continuing to happen that means that housing prices are going to keep going up. There could be a market crash at some point. So who knows? Maybe a buying opportunity eventually.
Yeah, I hope it locks right up.
I know we have a lot more homeless people than what we've normally had in the last few years.
Government.
They're building a whole new homeless shelter here in Keene. Thank you for the call tonight, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you. We continue here. Sarah's in New Mexico. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I think New Mexico, we have a two-month session. And then last year we had a one-month session.
You're talking about the legislative session?
The short state session.
New Mexico legislators. Yeah, you know, 2 months is 2 months too long, in my opinion. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, the legislature is in session here as well in New Hampshire, and they had a really great bill that unfortunately did not pass yesterday. It was the end to the entire war on drugs. But the good news is 70 of the legislators did vote for it. Some more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say what happened did not have to.
We call things accidents. There is no accident. Every single event that we investigate is preventable.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy detailed how a wheel bearing on one of the train cars overheated and failed.
She said there's no evidence so far train crews did anything wrong or there were track defects. Meanwhile, earlier today, the White House indicated there are still no plans for President Biden to visit East Palestine, at least not yet. The total value of U.S. homes fell by nearly 5% in the second half of last year. That's according to the real estate brokerage site Redfin. Home values were sitting at a record high of $47.7 trillion in June of last year, before the fall. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. We have time for you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Jay in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. We have our feeds that we have available, the RSS feeds. It's our podcast. You can take that feed and plug it into your favorite podcast client, or maybe you use one of those big-name company clients that are out there like iHeartMedia or Spotify. We're already in those systems, and we have the links over to our show there at feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find all the links that you need. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about everything from national divorce to this sort of fear-mongering system that has been set up, and Jay, I don't know if you had a chance to round out what you were saying in the last hour. I figured you had a little more to add to it. So
you start compounding all this stuff, and when you are, and then
the chemicals, the government schools, yeah, the indoctrination.
So, like, my generation was told up and down, you will be nothing if you don't go to college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what we were told.
It's such a lie.
So, like,
oh, sorry, Matt. Let's try that again.
So that was a long-standing myth.
Yeah, so you will
it
be
still is.
You will be nothing if you don't go to college. I do remember in like 2003, I was talking about how college is a scam, and this guy like just gives me a CD, and the CD was, I put it in my truck and started driving, and it was Kanye West's College Dropout CD. I don't know if you guys ever.
No.
And I'd heard of Kanye West, but like these songs weren't on the radio.
Really?
And I listened to a lot of radio because I used to, you know, put on like 150,000 miles a year driving, you know, throughout my 20s. And so anyways, and he basically had a whole song about how college is a scam. I forget what it, it was called. I think the album was called College Dropout, maybe.
Wow.
20 years ago, you know, but anyways.
And he's a billionaire.
Right. And the establishment hates him. So anyways, then, so you go to all this programming in high school. High school tells you that, you know, you need to play sports and get good at sports so you can get a college scholarship. So, like, so many of my buddies on the football team were like, their goal was to be so good at football for a college scholarship so they could go to college. And then they all went, and then they would have all the, you know, you got, like, at the college fairs, you got, like, oh, the state police are there recruiting and, you know, the sheriffs and, you know, you can be, like, even my sister in Colorado, she was really interested in being a CIA agent because the CIA was essentially trying to, like, basically recruit kids to, you know, being a CIA, like, through a high school program. So, and same thing with the military and all this stuff. And then it's like, oh, so if you spend all, so if your brain is full of poisons and you keep on continuing to consume those poisons that you're getting from the government subsidized food and the water and all the whole nine yards. And then, you know, your brain, a man's brain stops developing somewhere around 21 years old and a woman's brain quits developing. It's undeveloping somewhere around 26. So then you're going from one indoctrination program right into another one. Most Americans, you know, going to college. And, like, all these, you know, people go, they go to college, like, for example, be an art student. And because they have a degree in art, now they can be, you know, any kind of, you know, a school teacher or a social worker or whatever. But anyways, and all of these Ivy League colleges are essentially, you know, funded by Jeffrey Epstein's friends. If you start looking at, like, you know, Bill Gates and the Clinton Foundation and what all, you know, they you know, dump all this money into all these colleges, all these universities. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So when you spend that whole time, and then at 26 years old, and here's a whole other element to this. The kid goes and plays T-ball. He can't even hit the ball on a tee. He still gets, you know, a first prize ribbon or a trophy or whatever, you know. And then even I've seen this. This really upset me. I was in the horse business most of my life. And they would have these lead line classes, which is like the T-ball of horseback riding. So you put the little kid on, and, like, you know, the kid's like 5 years old and trots around on a pony. And
somebody's holding a
right. This is a little kid. And then I did lead line when I was a little kid, and I remember I was so damn proud. I got fourth place out of like 35 kids, because that's pretty good. But when I was like, I was dating a girl in my mid 20s, and she had a 6 year old and a 10 year old daughter, and I took the kids horse showing, and I remember we go do the lead line class. Every kid got a blue ribbon. I was just
the
so
participation
upset.
Trophy.
Yeah,
as they call it.
So when you're getting, you know, a positive reinforcement for not even doing, you know, not even winning,
excellence.
For participating, like you said, and then all of a sudden you're 26 years old, you're out of college, and reality, you know, runs you over like a Mack truck. You know, then you have an epic meltdown. Well, the thing is when you join a parasite class, as far as I'm concerned, like working government or some heavily government regulated, you know, industry, like if you look at all of these, you know, big tech jobs at like Google and like how Twitter used to be, is like, oh, yeah, I stroll into work and get a muffin and a mimosa from the deli. And then, you know, I go hang out and, you know, listen to some music.
Play some video
in
games,
the rubber room.
And
you know,
they got the pinball machine.
Yeah.
And like, when do you actually work?
Right. So we have a whole section of, we have a whole parasite class of people. And you might as well include the people who are working at the DMV. You know, they're basically, you know, that's the most useless job in the world ever. Just, you know, and those people seem classically, you know, miserable. And so any of this, like, parasite class, they've just, you know, they're just NPCs, non-player, you know, characters.
Characters.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say combat, but non-player characters. And so And a lot of people just never get out of that. And no. Also, what Big Tech has, another thing I forgot to mention, what Big Tech has done with the algorithm loops, you know, getting the young men all addicted to porn so they're not interested in real women, or real women really can't satisfy them because, you know, the porn girls can do this, and now you got the, you know, it started with anime porn, sort of like with Japan, has really destroyed the, you know, the men in Japan. And then now you have AI porn, and there's all kinds of studies where like porn makes you depressed. Like if you watch porn, you are going to be depressed. And if and then you get off porn, your brain function changes and you're no longer depressed. But if you're a prepubescent young man and you start watching porn, your brain doesn't ever go back to default because the default. You know, as the young boy is developing and interest in women or, or sexual stuff, and it's being influenced by big tech and now AI, and AI has probably been doing this for a decade, best I can tell. So you got all these compounding layers just destroying society. So one of my friends is this guy, Bob Anderson, from Phoenix, Arizona area. He's a good buddy of Ernie Hancock's. If anyone listens to Ernie Hancock, they know who Bob Anderson is. And when I first met Bob and talking to Bob at Pork Fest several years ago, he says, "Did you grow up on fluoridated water?" I said, "No, we had a well in the house. The second house that we lived in when I was like moved into was 13 years old. Did have city water, but it was very local village. And there was no, and it came up, came from wells, and it didn't come from reservoir. Fluoridated. It wasn't fluoridated. It wasn't even chlorinated. Thorndike, Massachusetts, little village of Palmer, Mass. And then the farm had, you know, a shallow well, and I drank out of that garden hose, you know, for 30 years of my life. So he was like, you know, a lot of people that I know that, you know, sort of had this libertarian freedom anarchist mindset grew up on well water. And, so a couple of things I've witnessed now with probably a dozen women. And I'll cite an example, a girl who we all know here in the room. She's 33 years old right now. She was a grew up in a, you know, Holyoke, Massachusetts. You lived in a, you know, some apartment with her parents. Her mom is a nurse. Her and her younger brother got all the vaccines. They got you know, as a kid, she, when she became like 15, when she became about 17 or 18, she was like, oh, I don't, she's never did any more vaccines. She was, you know, always healthier than her brother. I believe very much that, women's, chemistry, the biology is way stronger than men's, but a woman's body has to be stronger because that is going to be a life support plus a life, you know, a bodybuilding mechanism, you know, factory to, you know, for 9 months, you know, maybe several times during a woman's life. So they have to be stronger. I've noticed that when you're raising cows, this big dairy I worked on in Colorado, they milked 1,500 cows. So we had like 3,000 head of cattle there. And every day there was calves born. And, you know, 30, 40 calves a day were born. And I would haul, you know, a semi-load, which was like 140 calves to, or 110 calves to an auction, you know, every couple months of bull calves. Well, the heifer calves were the real valuable ones because they go back to making milk. But what I noticed about the calf operation on these things is like the heifer calves and the bull calves, they'll all get sick and they'll all have snotty noses. And like a good amount of the bull calves will die. Like a couple week old bull calves will die on these big corporate, you know, farms. They're not like really good at taking care of, like, you know, the way we the way Bardo Farm raises, you know, the cattle, for example, the calves, none of them get sick because he's only raising, you know, five or eight at a time. He's not raising 150 at a time or whatever, or 400. So anyways, the bull calves always got way sicker than the heifer calves. And like the calf mortality rate, if you kept bull calves around, a lot of these guys would keep the bull calves. Sometimes they'd sell them right out day old, but sometimes they would just keep them. Like we kept them for a while, grew them out. And then sent them to auction. It just, that's the way these guys did it. And, yeah, all these dairymen would say, and you know, that, oh yeah, that the heifers are stronger. They withstand more and it, you know, it, which is the female, you know, cow. So our friend I was talking about here, she's, you know, moved to the Free State thing, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. And I've talked to her about, you know, how she came to the ideas of liberty, because when she was, you know, 21 years old, she was a diehard feminist.
Mm.
She was very
she
much.
She go to college?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, she did. Okay. I think she's got some student loan debt we talked about once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely went to college. And then when she was like 23, she moved out to rural California, some small, remote mountain town, and lived there for 3 years. And shortly after that, she, you know, was like, oh, this whole feminism thing is really wrong.
Hmm.
She, like, feels that she sort of woke up, like, a couple years after, you know, just being out of the city. And
I wonder why.
Well, she really thinks a lot of it has to do with the fluoride. So another thing that really benefits a woman's biology, is, and so when a woman starts menstruating, you know, all of this, you know, blood comes out, you know, a couple of days a month. And with that blood is a lot of toxins. So when you're constantly refreshing your blood and making new blood, your blood is it's healthy blood. It's stronger. And so women sort of have like this natural detoxification cycle happening with their bodies. And her and about maybe five other women I've had the same exact conversation with, sort of same thing. They were like, you know,
city girls,
and then they somehow got in a country, whether the family moved out in a country or they moved out in a country, and they, you know, and then they just, and so what happens, a lot of them just start eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They just sort of realize that, you know, the chemicals are spraying on food, and anybody who does any kind of research whatsoever, and a lot of women, young women, are very, very concerned about their image, so they learn how to not be fat, for example.
Yeah.
And how to look attractive, because, you know, as we, you know, it is a extremely competitive marketplace for young women right now for men, because a lot of the men just aren't interested. So anyways, the,
well, I mean, it's always been competitive, but, you know, don't you think this has to do with more than just the chemicals, right? Like, because obviously, if you just change
layers.
The chemicals that somebody's subjected to, it's not going to change their ideas. I mean, if they're in a society where different things are valued and they want to fit in, then they might find themselves going in that direction.
I think the chemicals are a major, major component, because if your brain is all jammed up with a bunch of chemicals and it can't function, you can't expect someone who basically was born in the city, spent her whole life in the city, been, you know, consuming all the worst of everything is what ends up in the city. The most expensive, worst water is the stuff that comes out of the city water. The worst food is, you know, the food that's trucked from furthest away, usually a manufactured in some plant, you know, has a very stable shelf life, is, you know, government subsidized. You know, and then even just the fact that people are just living on top of each other is like, you know, a whole nother element. And then you have to take all the sewage and waste and you have to move it somewhere. It's really expensive, you know, to run these water treatment plants. But so this girl I'm talking about here, she is like really convinced, and many of them are, that getting away from the toxins, not ingesting the toxins, allowed that their body to detox, and then their brain could start functioning properly.
Mm.
They could actually start thinking, because she's like, you know, why did I believe this whole feminist nonsense? And it wasn't until she got away from the city that she feels that's what, you know, caused her to essentially wake up.
Well, I'm not saying it didn't help her. I mean, obviously, changing the chemicals that you're on can certainly affect your mind and how you're thinking. But she's also around a completely different group of people,
yep.
right? So,
yep.
like, the people that you associate with, she's at college, her friends are going to be feminists.
Yep.
The teachers are going to be feminists.
Yep.
She's going to be surrounded by a bunch of guys who are trying to get laid by feminists.
That's
so they're
right.
going to be, in, you know, reinforcing all that.
Yep.
You move out to the woods, you move out to the country or whatever, and the guys you're going to be interacting with are going to be of a different sort, right? Like, she's going to be trying to, if she wants to date a guy, she's going to have to probably change her demeanor, because some of them are going to put up with that crap.
And that's right? what got her out of the city and into, you know, this rural mountain town in California, was a boy she started dating.
Oh, okay.
And he had a farm out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a farm boy, and she was there for several years.
Yeah.
She probably also saw a lot of dudes doing stuff that she wanted absolutely no part of.
Oh, yeah.
Work around stuff that she didn't, had no interest in doing and said, oh, that looks like a good thing.
And that was the thing, too, is so, like, we were talking about chemicals and fluoride, and, like, the soy boy epidemic is a lot of these chemicals are essentially, you know, blocking testosterone. And she was like, I had really no interest in men in high school. I kind of thought they were gross and disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, I was very much a prude. And even, like, you know, through these college years. And I was like, well, you know, I might be talking sort of out of turn right here, but like, so women and men both have testosterone, and if your testosterone level is like kind of high, you have a high sex drive. And same thing with women, like, and this would probably be a really good thing for, Ari to comment on. She might know about this, but like when women transition into men and they start taking testosterone, actually I got a guy at Pork Fest who was a transition from a woman to a man, you know, last year or the year before, she was like, oh yeah, as soon as I started taking testosterone, she's like, I got extremely horny. She's like, I don't know how you men control yourselves. And,
there's some of the most interesting people to listen to when it comes into, when it comes to, men's and women's issues are the females who are transitioning to men and taking tons of testosterone. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I've never been that angry before.
Yeah, that too.
I never really understood, you know.
I never got so excited about something that didn't matter, as, you know, was one of the dude's comments. But I think that we need to, as a culture, the only way we're going to fix this is we have to invest heavily in our posterity. We have to not let our kids in the public schools. I really think the worst thing you could do is send your kids to public schools, not be using internet devices as pacifiers and babysitters, and not be raising your kids in the cities.
I would say another major thing to add to that is mate selection. Stop pairing off with bad mates. Keep your marriage, keep your family together. Yep. You know, single moms raising boys does not create men.
No.
I mean, unless by stroke of luck.
And like 80% of the boys from single moms like end up in prison. There was some statistics about how if you are raised by a mom and dad or just by your dad, you're going to turn out basically the same, which is, you know, way better than just raised by, you know, a single mom. And this is not an attack on single moms. And single moms are very much a victim. But these are just actual statistics. And I've, you know, have heard this, you know, several times from several different YouTubers. That guy, I think his name's David Bet Allen. He does Valuetainment is his thing. I think he's Lebanese originally. He's got a little bit of an accent. But he was one talking about this. And then you got, you know, some other. And I've been... Because I'm writing a series of lectures called Invest in Our Posterity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing with the Autonomy Unlimited guys. And so I've been researching a lot about, in the way I'm sort of doing my research is, you know, listening to, you know, these podcasts while I farm and work. Because, you know, it's how I consume content. And then I go back and, you know, now I'm taking a lot of this research and this work and I'm putting it into a slideshow so I can present it to people.
Sure.
And hopefully next week or the week after, I'll have some kind of URL or website I can tell people about where to go to find this.
All right,
you know, as we're working on it. But the only way we're changing our culture is to change future generations. And when I was in Arizona, one of my friends that I went and visited said, if you could go back to 2010 or 2009, what would you do? And I knew he was, you know, Bitcoin he was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right.
And I said, yeah, I know you're saying Bitcoin, but what I would do is tell people not to let their kids use internet devices. If I could only tell, you know, give myself one mm-hmm. thing to, like, you know, do, it would be, you know, invest in your posterity. You know, my posterity, my kids are your posterity also, because that's essentially, you know, we're all invested in a posterity, and I really encourage people who don't have kids to invest in our posterity somehow, whether it's teaching a skill, like, you know, a friend of mine, he's in Ware, and he's like, I want to do some man camp stuff here. I'm like, that's awesome. I don't know if you guys know Brian Becker.
Yeah.
So he's got the warehouse there, and he's got a nice little barn that'd make a great blacksmith shop, and I was plowing his driveway today. He's like, I want to do some man camp stuff here. And he's kind of, and I'm like, that's awesome. He goes, oh, I was hoping you were going to support me or something like that, you know, because like I'm, you know, 6 miles up the road doing a man camp thing. But it doesn't, if there was a guy every mile on every road doing some kind of man camp, there can't be too many of us wanting to just help kids, you know, build confidence. And if we can instill confidence in our young men, and you can grow up in the city, and because there's plenty of people who grow up in the city,
young women need confidence too.
Everybody needs confidence. Yeah, mankind, I use the generic term, you know, man, men, mankind, but yes, women.
Confidence is attractive.
Yes, and the thing is women are sort of like insulated a little more. It's really the young boys that need to help to build their confidence, I believe. I tell you, when I do...
Well, I think you're missing something there, too. I think it's good for girls. It'd be good for girls, too, because with single moms raising girls, they're not, those little girls aren't really being given like a masculine, you know, and maybe not a healthy masculine influence, so she can learn how to decide what when she gets older.
And so my observation with doing my man camp curriculum, homeschooling curriculum, is when I'm basically doing blacksmithing and forging is mostly what it's been, is like, you know, these 8-year-old girls, like, just, you know, pretty much is, you know, beat the crap out of the boys when it comes to doing it. And like, even like the 7-year-old girls, I mean, they're just so awesome.
Hold that thought. Let's continue here. We got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a little more information about Patrick David, who is from Iran.
Okay.
By the way,
Patrick Bet David, the guy I'd mentioned
on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. His channel is called Valuetainment, and he is, he's really great. Kind of a more down to earth business style person, but has some really, really amazing guests. And, you know, so,
okay.
I've been enjoying him for quite a while.
Very good. Thanks for the clarification on that, Bad Slave. Appreciate it. We got a minor ache in the Odyssey chat room. It says, my single mother raised 3 boys alone, and we are all effed in the head. out of time for tonight, but we will continue tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime, and when Jay gets that URL, we are definitely going to share it with you. Looking forward to that, getting more of this information out there. Thanks, guys, as always. And see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us there and then.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.